Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feeling Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
This episode is brought to you by Navy Federal Credit Union. At Navy Federal, it's been the mission to help the military community for over 90 years. And not just help them, but do everything to make sure they not only grow, but flourish. That's why Navy Federal Credit Union has all kinds of great savings and investment options, like share certificates with sky-high rates. So don't hesitate. Start growing your finances today with a variety of savings and investment options. Navy Federal Credit Union. Our members are the mission. Savings products insured by NCUA. Investment products are not insured, not obligations of Navy Federal and may lose value.
Now here's a highlight from Coast to Coast AM on iHeartRadio.
And welcome back to Coast, George Norrie with you, David Barreto with us. This is his first time on the program. He is a writer and researcher on spiritual subjects right down our line. He has studied astrophysics through the Australian National University and religious literacy through Harvard University. The author of Supernatural Science, David lives in London, England. He's in Asia right now working on a documentary, and his latest work is called Karma and Reincarnation in the Animal Kingdom, which we'll talk about tonight as well. David, welcome to the program. Looking forward to chatting with you.
Thank you, George. Thank you for having me. I'm quite glad to be here, to be honest. Thank you.
How's the weather out your way?
Well, it's good, actually. It's quite sunny. I think that the weather's quite crispy as well. So it's not as hot as it was a couple of months ago. It was really unbearable.
It's been a strange year for people, hasn't it, David?
Yeah, I think everywhere really in the world, I think that we are going through some things. And I think it's just, you know, hot and for everybody. So I don't know what to say, honestly, because I think that we're just seeing all of these changes happening and we're just not doing anything because we think that, you know, it's somebody else's, you know, fault. But yeah.
Absolutely. Back in 2019, you wrote an incredible book called The Supernatural Science, among the number of books that you have out. Let's talk a little bit about that and then we'll get into the karma and reincarnation in the animal kingdom. You investigated witchcraft under this first book, didn't you?
Mm-hmm. Yes, I did. So I've always been into occultism and witchcraft in terms of research and in terms of really curiosity. So although I've always been extremely fond of, you know, all of these subjects, I was always very skeptical. So I need proof or I need to know how those things work. So let's say that we are talking about witchcraft spells, right, or incantation or something like that. I want to know if it's true, fair enough. But I also want to know that if it's true, what is the power behind that? What is the energy behind that? If we can understand the energy behind, what is that made of? What kind of force is that? Can we explain that through a scientific view of the whole subject? So then I started, you know, doing obviously my research, but then it wasn't enough because research I was sharing was, you know, through obviously literature. So I was going through books and also I was going to, you know, different groups and temples to try, you know, understand. And obviously that was particularly important for me. But then I was, I need to study something scientific, as in, you know, cosmology and, you know, astrophysics or something like that, to try and bridge the two worlds and then maybe get some information and proper explanation for what I was researching. Obviously, after, you know, studying and doing research for my for myself, just for curiosity, I was like, look, I found out some things, and now there's a way to explain things differently. So I want to share that with other people. So then it's when I started writing the supernatural science. So obviously, I talk about witchcraft, spells, and, you know, voodoo, all of those things that we hear about, but we don't know how the mechanics of the, you know, topic goes. But I also talk about ghosts, for example. Do they exist? And if so, what are they made of? Because, you know, if we're talking about an apparition or you see a specter or anything like that, if that really exists, what is that made of? Or why are you able to see it and other people aren't? So I think they're assessing the whole information through esoteric and religious literature, but also trying to see the science behind it and bridging the both of them, then we can get a proper explanation. When I mean the science behind these things or a scientific explanation, I don't necessarily mean going to a lab or, you know, accessing, you know, information from universities or, you know, we are talking about here giving a different explanation where people will understand regardless of their beliefs in the extra-physical or in the supernatural.
Mm-hmm.
So bridging this is so important. So that's part of that big book. I mean, big because the information that is quite big, I guess. So, yeah, so that book, obviously, the research that, you know, as I said, I talk about witchcraft and ghosts and oracles, how do they work, you know, so explaining how they work and not just describing that mechanisms, but telling what is the energy, what is it called, and is the energy, and what is energy? Because we talk about energy, frequency, vibration, but, you know, it's just a bunch of words that we don't know what they're there for, because we just, you know. So in the book, I dissect all of these topics, and also spirit guides and angels and, you know, so many other things. So that book kind of comprehends all of these subjects that we talk about in our esoteric and spiritualist circle, but on a different view, in a scientific view. So I think that that was very important for, you know, to me, and, you know, so I could then investigate other subjects like, you know, animals and so forth.
Well, you touched on a lot of subjects in the book, The Supernatural Science. Did you, in your investigation, David, did you get convinced that the ghost world is real, that it exists?
Yeah, it definitely exists, but, you know, it's not how people, most people, I guess, think it is. First of all, ghosts, they are basically not spirits. So when we're talking about ghosts, that's what my investigation, and when I'm investigation, I'm not only talking about, you know, my research as in, you know, going through books or papers and, you know, going to temples, but also my own experience, you know, like being, you know, sensing and my meditations and, you know, everything else in between.
Mm-hmm.
For the first thing that I, you know, I got to understand is that ghosts are not spirits and they are not souls. They are what we can call a thought form. So they are a product of something. So, for example, a spirit may create this hologram. We can call it a hologram, you know, in the astral plane. So a ghost is not on the physical plane. It's on the astral plane. So it's a product or something they create, right? if you are here on planet Earth, you are, you know, a person and you see a ghost, then what you're seeing is not a spirit, is a project, is a hologram. And that also tells me that you are a clairvoyant. So that's why some people see ghosts and some others don't.
Now, when somebody's father, like David, when somebody's parent dies, let's say a mother or father, and they say, but I saw him standing at the foot of my bed. What are they looking at? What are they seeing?
Yeah, so it depends on how long after their death that occurred. So let's say that, you know, they, you know, died today, and then, you know, in 3 days' time, they see them standing there. They are actually not seeing the real spirit there. They are seeing their own thought forms, or more regrettably, another spirit passing as their beloved ones. You know, because what happens is that obviously we are not alone. We can't see it, but we have lots of spirits around us. And those spirits that are around us, they are not necessarily nice. Right? They are attached to Earth, and they are sometimes seeking revenge, or they're trying to just vampirize your energy, or, you know, just, you know, they just want to mess with you, really. Mm-hmm. So they might, we say, you know, change their appearance momentarily, right? And then if you are a clairvoyant and you can see the astral plane, then you see that, oh, that's my father. But actually, it's not. It's that spirit passing as, right? But let's say that, you know, we're talking about a few years after, or even like months, but mostly years after, you know, the passing of, you know, a loved one.
Okay.
If you see them, right, obviously it depends on the situation. First of all, you know what you will feel. So if you are feeling anxious, or if there was, you were uncomfortable, or, you know, if you have doubts, that's probably not them. But if you were just, you know, seeing them as though you are seeing anything else, then likely it was them, given that you are a clairvoyant. So spirits, they will only appear to people who can see the astral realm, or fragments of the astral realm, because if you cannot do that, They don't have the power to appear to you, right? Because they can't condense their form, you know, so much that you will transpass the plane where they are from astral to physical. So they don't have the means. They don't have the power. So you would, as a media, or as a psychic, you'd have to have the ability to see, right? So that could be the case. However, I would say that most of the time when we see loved ones like that after they died, most of the time it's not them really, because obviously it's not just a matter of them deciding to show up, because obviously, you know, that's the very first thing they will try to do. They will try to come, you know, to their family members and, you know, show. And obviously once they are there, they discover that you are a clairvoyant, and then they're like, oh, absolutely, I'm going to show up. But it's not like that. After they die, they go to, most people, they go to spiritual colonies where they will go, obviously, to adapt to the spiritual world again, and to obviously detach from some worldly energies and plan another incarnation maybe. So sometimes they are not allowed, as in, I'm talking about vibration, really. They are not allowed to come back, right? So, because, I mean, if they come back, they might just not want to live, you know, to leave. They would just stay here, right? And then for them to stay here, they would have to absorb your energy in order to give them sustenance. So they are not allowed. So that's what I'm saying. When you see someone, it's unlikely that it's really them. Only if you're serious, psychic or medium, and even if you don't know about that, but you're serious about things and they show up and they say something. If they show up in a dream, probably you had an experience with them in the astral realm, mm-hmm. right? So we can call it, you know, just an astral projection where you were not very lucid, but yeah, probably. But seeing them as in you are awakened and you see them, unlikely. It happens, but it's not very common.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
There's two kinds of people in the world, people who love Health Aid Kombucha and people who have never tried it. The bubbly mix of probiotic tea and refreshing juice is delicious and good for your gut health, with great flavors to choose from that you can't help but love. If you've never tried it before, maybe try a bottle or can of passion fruit tangerine or ginger lemon. Your taste buds and your gut will thank you. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid Kombucha today.
Health Aid Kombucha.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like Eco Eye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feeling Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
We're talking with David Barreto. His book is called The Supernatural Science. At the half, we're going to talk about his other book called Karma and Reincarnation in the Animal Kingdom. His website is his name, linked up at coasttocoastam.com. Where does the angelic realm fit in with this, David? What do you think of that?
Why? Okay, so we need to understand that, you know, evolution, right, as in spiritual evolution, is happening everywhere in the universe, in every plane, if you may, dimension, right? So we have, for example, in this planet, we have insects and animals and people, but we also have in the universe, right, we have all the beings who are a lot ahead of us, right? Because they've been experiencing more and they already benevolent, and we call them angels. So that's just like a way of calling them. So that's how we, you know, divide things, right? When we are talking about these other planes of reality, we are talking about the astral realm, the mental realm, right, if you may, and the divine realms, right? This is what we know so far. So, for example, if I'm talking here to you, right, we are in the physical universe, right? But we are astral beings, right? So when we die, we are going to go to the astral realm. And then there, we are going to find lots of, you know, beings from different hierarchies, really. However, angels will not be in the astral realm. They will be in the divine realm. Why divine realm? Because the astral realm and even the mental realm, which is just another, you know, plane, another dimension above, you know, the astral realm.
Right.
Why they're not in those realms? It's because they don't need to learn so much as we do. They need to learn. They are still progressing spiritually, but they don't need to go through experiences in order to progress. So we understand that they are enlightened. You know, but obviously they're still growing, but they are already enlightened. And we call them angels for some reason. One example of angel, right, and I don't want to undermine this being, is Jesus, right? So Jesus is, as we know here on Earth, one of the most important beings. Why? Because he's not in the stage of learning anymore. He's not in the stage of going through anymore.
He's at that level of perfection already, right?
Absolutely. Jesus is quite ahead, you know, in the game, if you know what I mean, around this galaxy here, right? The solar system, actually. So when we're talking about angels, we are talking about beings that were created like we were. They were created in a primitive manner. They were primitive, they were small, they were simple. And then throughout the ages, they gathered information, they learned, they reincarnated in different planes, in different planets, and then, you know, they evolved spiritually. And that's where they are today. So, for example, when we talk about, these most important angels, it's not that they are important, it's that they acquired the merit to be who they are, right? We call them logos, right? So we call them Christ logos. So they are the Christ, you know? So, and then you have the ones below them who are still learning, but they are completely benevolent. They are completely altruistic, right? And they are beings that sometimes will not present any form, any shape, right? They are in another realm. And then you have the beings in the mental realm. The mental realm is a spiritual plane where you don't need your astral body anymore because you don't depend on appearance and you don't depend on form. So everything occurs through ideas, through thoughts. So those beings are there. They're quite ahead in the games as well, right? So they really benevolent, but they're still learning. They don't learn through any hardship, any suffering, but they are there. And then you have the astral realm, which we humans are when we die or when we go to bed. You know, every day when we go to bed every night, we leave our physical body. We're still attached, but we leave our spiritual body, and then we are there in the astral realm. So the astral realm, obviously, there are different frequencies, right? There are the low frequencies where pernicious spirits go to momentarily, right? And, you know, you have the highest frequencies, let's call it, you know, in the astral realm where, you know, extremely compassionate and kind spirits are, right? So that's how, you know, the hierarchy goes. And obviously, for example, I personally am, you know, none of them. I'm not an angel. So when I die, I believe that I'll be in the astral realm in the midterm. Not too low, not too high.
Listen to more Coast to Coast AM every weeknight at 1 a.m. Eastern. And go to coasttocoastam.com for more.
There's a lot of pros to drinking Health Aid kombucha. No cons that I can think of. Pro, amazing taste. Pro, pairs well with anything. Pro, probiotic. That's a literal pro. And it's deliciously refreshing. It's the perfect pairing to your meal or great on its own, whether you're having pink lady apple, berry lemonade, or one of the other great flavors. It's the perfect swap for soda or alcohol. Make it part of your daily routine. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid Kombucha today.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feeling Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
Did you know some travel credit cards offer 10 times points on your spending? Don't miss out on big rewards for your next trip. NerdWallet lets you compare smart travel credit cards side by side, curated by an expert team of finance nerds. What could future you do with better travel rewards? A free flight? A room upgrade? Don't wait to make smart financial decisions. Compare and find smarter credit cards, savings accounts, and more today at nerdwallet.com. Reminder, credit is subject to lender approval and terms apply. NerdWallet. Finance smarter.